Glenn's in Upminster. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad. It's just first time calling. A little bit nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
I was just like, I'm going through some treatment now for Hodgkin's lymphoma, which I'm 6 months into, which is going okay. But when I do socialise and I speak to my friends about going to regular checks and blood tests and that, they just look at me as if I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable. I've actually offered to pay them money to go and have tests, and they still look at me as if I'm mad. And I just can't. I mean, mate, I always like it. You know what I mean? But once I got diagnosed, I don't stop going to the doctors now and having regular tests. So it's just crazy the way the men look at it. It's unbelievable.
What alerted you to go and have a test for the lymphoma in the first place? Was it very obvious? It's not just prostate cancer that men are worried about going and getting a diagnosis for.
It was general fatigue, general tiredness. I'm quite. I like to get about. I like to cycle and walk now and again, which I was fine. I couldn't do as I normally done. So I went to have a blood test. Pushing back to them from the doctors, and then I started to get some swelling on my neck, and then that's when the alarm bells really started coming up, and they'd done a needle test, and it just goes on from there. I'm actually under Barts Hospital now, so I'm underneath my eighth cycle of chemotherapy, so fingers crossed it's all going okay.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man, fingers crossed. Thank you very much for that. That was Glenn in Upminster, who's actually being treated for cancer right now, And talking about the fact that he's got friends that very definitely kind of poo-poo the idea of going and getting checked up. And it was a friend of mine out in Canada, funnily enough, who was diagnosed completely unaware of the fact that he had quite advanced prostate cancer, not so far advanced that couldn't be sorted out with surgery, but... He said to me, you know, I just lived in La La Land for years and sort of knew about it and thought about it, but was too chicken to do anything about it. And I think that's really the problem for me. I think to myself, why are people, what is it they, do they kind of figure that somehow or other, if they ignore it, that if it is there, it will maybe go away?